from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula on Houston Sports Leader.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
Sports Radio 610.
Let's go around the NFL in loop. Sports Radio 610. I was about to go to. Oh, that's right. We'll get into that. But I did want to shout out, as we were talking about some of the things of your youth.
Haunting.
That still haunt you. I can't forget this. I didn't want to forget this one. Somebody texted in and said, shout out to Reggie. I dropped the baton on the 4x1 turn in the district meet.
Oh.
So not just any old meet, the district meet. The one where you really need to show up.
Man, I'm assuming they had a chance to win, and when like they were in ninth place or something.
I feel like either way, you still feel bad. Yes. Somebody in there feels like they can make up.
Could have turned it on,
right? Somebody's like, nah, I'd have walked him down.
Yeah, that's right.
A man who did not walk down the person ahead of him, Jarrett Stidham. Jarrett Stidham, a quarterback for the Broncos, was very disappointed that he is not the starting quarterback for the Broncos. He said, "I know I'm a starting quarterback in this league. I have no doubts about that. I'll be ready to go if I need to be, but I have no doubts that I'm a starting caliber quarterback." Close quote. You buying?
I do.
You buying?
I have doubts. I mean, when has he been a starting quarterback?
I mean, in the case of injury or lack of a better option, like, yeah, I find it interesting, like, the psyche that you have to be a professional athlete, because this is necessary. You got to believe that.
No,
right?
I love the confidence. But, I mean, you know, you've been in the league for, this is going to be your fifth year. You've started exactly 4 games.
Yeah. And he didn't come in the league like a first-round draft pick.
No, he didn't
like that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't get that.
I mean, I admire the confidence, and I'm glad that he feels like he should be. But, he's been... Have I mentioned he's going into his fifth season?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he knows.
Could
he
this
knows.
Be a little more disrespectful towards Bo Nix?
And like, it might be.
I'm a starting quarterback over this dude.
Yeah.
Y'all
that's probably what
me
it
over
is.
Him.
Because, I mean, you looked at that quarterback room and it was not a super strong one.
Yeah.
When you talk about Zach Wilson, and then you had Jarrett Stidham, and Bo Nix came in, and you were like, we'll see what that is.
You know what? I think that is what it is.
I think that's what he looks around.
I think
he
nailed it.
None of these dudes are better than me.
He's like, yeah, I know I wasn't a starter, you know, in New England, you know, or wherever, but I should be a starter here. And yeah. I think you're onto something there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck to him in that regard and trying to make something happen there. Elsewhere around the NFL, this has been a summer of wide receiver holdouts or hold-ins, right? Folks trying to get their money. CeeDee Lamb notably not getting his done yet with the Cowboys. Jamar Chase also not getting his deal done yet with the Bengals. I know that all those teams are looking at the Justin Jefferson deal that got done in Minnesota as a benchmark on what the elite wide receivers will get. And it seems like there's really still isn't any movement on Jamar Chase, but the interesting part about that, while CeeDee Lamb has not practiced with the team at all, Jamar Chase has been holding in, so he's done maybe some like very light practice. This weekend, yesterday, in fact, he practiced with the Bengals like full practice, which I'm interested. Do you think that means he's just going to forego the idea of a contract extension getting done?
No, I don't. And I'm always somewhat amused. This is pretty much a new phenomenon. It's kind of ever since Deshaun Watson played safety for the Texans in practice. You know, that this has been a thing in the NFL. Yeah, I'll show up, but I ain't going to give you everything. A lot of people are kind of critical of this, and I heard John McClain with Texans Radio earlier saying it never works, you know, he's going to play, which is all accurate, But I think the message gets delivered pretty soundly. Like, I think they will have a deal with him. I mean, everybody knows he's there. Everybody knows he's gonna play, or else he loses big checks, you know. But I think and maybe I'm just dead wrong on this. I think when you do this, the message is clear publicly, it's clear privately, and I think it does work ultimately. Yeah, I really do.
I think the key is, I think it make it uncomfortable.
Yes,
like, you don't want an uncomfortable camp. So you don't want the team all over ESPN.
Yes.
Talking about this mess, man. You want to kind of focus. You don't want a circus out there with the media.
Don't you think it ultimately works? I mean, I can't think of specific examples of, like, hold-ins, but I think most of the hold-ins ultimately end with that dude getting a contract.
Yeah, I mean, it really just depends on the ownership and their stomach for that discomfort, as you talk about, Fig. And depending on what your aspirations are as a team for that season, you might need to get that guy in earlier. But I think also with the way that preseason and training camp are going, you're seeing that some of these players, I guess, in theory, need that camp less and less. So I think teams are also willing to go.
Yeah.
If you're willing to miss checks, though, it does make this a lot stronger, right? Like, if you're willing to miss the first week, then you put a lot of pressure on the team to get the
thing
done.
It's more awkward.
Really awkward.
Yeah.
Very awkward very quickly. So it'll be interesting to see, like, that we have this many wide receivers out there, like, how many of them are going to actually wrap this up, or how many of them are just going to take this to negotiating next season, ultimately. Some of the preseason games that happened over this weekend, one of them is as a division rival when we talk about the Titans, rather. They faced off against the Saints. Interesting quarterback situation happening here. Spencer Rattler looked pretty good, and it seems like he might have wrapped up the idea of QB2 for the Saints with a 7-13, 105 yards, and one touchdown outing. Across from him, though, Will Levis. 7-8, 118, which is good for, what, 14, damn near 15 yards an attempt?
Yeah.
No touchdowns, no interceptions, but apparently looked pretty good, and that's the guy that they're looking to start with. Like, how are you concerned at all, like, when it comes to, for the Texans' perspective, about Will Levis being the starter out there,
man,
in Tennessee?
I still don't quite believe. Well, I don't believe in Will Levis until we start seeing some of this in the regular season. But I've said this on the air. I've told you guys this. Like, Brian Callahan does scare me a little bit. I think he's a true great offensive mind. Now, I don't know if it's going to translate as a head coach. But he found a way to get, I mean, these, like, Calvin Ridley on one of them was just wide open. Like, he finds ways to get his offense humming a little bit. So I don't know if Will Levis is the real deal, but I think he's going to be better.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, this team seems like this Titans team feels like a potential stumbling block. And I think it's evidence by what you're talking about. When a good coach that can kind of help bring that offense together, you give them, they have more talent when it comes to the wide receiving core. Levis seems to at least have built a relationship with Ridley and have a decent amount of capability within that context.
They also got a lot of players, man. They spent a lot of money. So I didn't think they was going to go in like that. So.
Yeah,
they're a little scary to me.
I don't know if I want to say scary yet, but they're definitely of note.
I think they're a scary seven-win team.
That feels about right, 6-7 in there.
Because they're going to be in the way. If they could get up to 7, that's a team that's in the way.
In the way.
They're just kind of sticky. Like they're just kind of a problem. You know, I don't know if they're a threat, but they're a problem.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some other things happening around the NFL. The Cleveland Browns have made it known that Nick Chubb will start the season on the physically unable to perform list. And so that dude is a large part of talking about an offense. Like, he's a large part of what they do. And it's kind of incredible. Running back lifespans aren't super long, but it feels like he's been there for a minute, mm-hmm. toting that rock and doing it incredibly well for the Browns.
Yeah, and at the same time, make of it what you will, but Deshaun Watson had a tired arm going into the final preseason game. Now, maybe they're just resting him and it's much ado about nothing. But the Browns, man, the Browns are going to be... They're going to be something to watch this year. They're always going to be a story, whether it's Deshaun Watson and is he any good, or Nick Chubb. You know, now it's going to be at least, what, four games that he's going to have to miss. The Browns are going to be one of those stories that you just have to watch.
And it is worth noting, D'Amico Ryans is talking to media right now. We'll try and get you either all of or some of the things that he talked about soon here on In the Loop, mm-hmm. on Sports Radio 610. One of the things that we have seen, though, Aaron Wilson reporting that the Texans have released offensive lineman Dieter Esselin.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think that anybody was anticipating him making the 53, but at least now we see
it's
cuts
happening.
Are beginning to happen.
Yeah,
so
happening.
I imagine during the course of today, all the way into tomorrow, we'll be getting more news and getting a better idea of what the 53-man roster looks like. So keep it locked here, Sports Radio 610, your home of the Texans. Next in around the NFL, I did find this to be interesting because apparently the Las Vegas Police Union, they're saying that they are going to disregard the NFL's new access policy. Now, you guys have absolutely already gotten to feel a little bit of the new access policy.
Yeah.
The NFL is trying to up security, and they're using kind of more information. They're using facial recognition, mm-hmm. scans, things of that nature, to try and make sure that anybody with real access into the building, media, people working this, and team security as well, are going to go through this. But it seems like the Las Vegas police were like, no, we don't want to have to give up that level of access to information when it comes to getting into these games and working.
What are we doing here?
So do they not want to give up? Like,
they're not doing the facial recognition.
Okay. Yeah.
Which I think is kind of cool. The couple of times I've done it,
yeah.
you just kind of look into the screen and then it shows your own picture and gives you the green light. I'm like, that's kind of cool. You know,
yeah. But no, I almost walked past it one time. They're like,
hey, you can't do that. Now, I'm sure they've had their reasons. I think one of the ones, they don't want their information out there. Accessed by whomever.
Right.
I get it, but
I mean,
they all have phones, right?
I don't want my information out there, too.
Too
but
bad.
I got to do my job.
Yeah, well,
I don't think anybody wants your information out there.
Have you ever walked by a Costco and get Costco ads on your phone?
Yeah, we definitely exist in a surveillance state type.
Yes.
Like, we got cameras everywhere. I did find this interesting, though, because, like, It does feel kind of wild that they are the ones that are standing and being like, no, we're not going to do that. We'll give you wristbands. We'll go through like kind of more traditional security type things. But no, we're not doing that. Although I will say, like, I kind of hear them on some regards, mm-hmm. of like, you're giving up a lot of information when we talk about these facial scans, when we talk about like potentially, access to personal information things. And it feels like the only entities that would be able to fight the NFL on this would be like a police union, where they already have that kind of unified power to be able to be like, no, we're not doing this. And you kind of need us to be able to make this go for you.
I get it, but it's inconsequential. it is.
So like, you think they ultimately lose out on this in the NFL's?
No, I think they're probably going to win. They're going to get their wristbands, and the NFL really can't do anything, I guess, legally or whatever. And they are police officers, so they should have access with those wristbands. If something happens in one of those restricted areas, they're going to go in. All I'm saying is it's just silly. It's just
that they're fighting it?
It's just silly. Like,
you think they trying to hide something?
Figgy, do you think there's anything that anybody, if they really want to, doesn't know about you?
Yeah.
Nothing.
All of our information gone.
Nothing.
Unless you're using a landline or something. And no cell phone.
I mean, it's like, it's just silly to me. I get it. More power to them. But, I mean, come on. this is just nonsense.
Some other things. And look, this was kind of nonsense. A lot of people called it nonsense when it first went up. The Washington Commanders announced that they will replace the installation that they had in honor of Sean Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going to do a more traditional statue. Do you recall what it looked like, the installation that they did, where it was basically
we had some fun with it.
The jersey, the pants, the cleats, the gloves, the helmet just kind of floating in a glass case.
Yeah.
Obviously it had Sean Taylor's number on it, but you know, it was a different way of trying to honor him, and I appreciated the effort, but it just didn't
that's
look
where I was.
It didn't look nice, man.
That's exactly where I was. Like, I could see them trying to get creative, but it just didn't hit. You know, it just didn't hit. So do it the right way.
Yeah, and so they're going to go back to the drawing board, and they're going to get some family involved to try and make sure they're actually going to get Sean Taylor's daughter, Jackie, involved with input in the design process for the statue. So they're going to go the tried and true route of making a statue.
Sure, why not?
And I can't wait until they unveil that statue and we get to laugh at the commander.
It better be good.
Because, again, when was the last time you saw a statue where it really, really looks like the person it was supposed to look like?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a real good point.
Yeah.
Michael?
That one looked a little...
But at least
The one in front of United. So that I think that one will. But yeah, no, that I have a feeling that they're going to find a way to make this look.
I know
funny
we
again.
Will. We will.
And we're
going
to laugh at them.
We will too.
To be fair, we're going to laugh at them because they're the Commanders, not because this. Because again, statues are hard to get right. Right? Mm-hmm. They don't often end up looking exactly like the person that they're supposed to. We're not going to give them any grace, are we?
No, none.
Okay, there you go.
None at all.
Shout out to the Commanders there. Yeah. There you go. Around the NFL here in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Always get involved with the program by texting in 713-572-4610. Coming up next, we definitely want you to get involved. Let's talk about this preseason game one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's break it down because obviously we could talk about the implications and we'll get into that. But let's appreciate who played well in this game with a little segment I like to call Who Hooped? Let us know who you think hooped, who definitely didn't hoop. Again, 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.